The Islamic Revolution leader underlines Iran has never been after nuclear weapons. Also coming up, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iranian scientists can now achieve all possible goals. And the Afghan president calls for the transfer of Bagram prison to Afghan control. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and a very warm welcome. This is Jomo Jomo Network English News. It's great to have you with us. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the supreme achievement of Iranian nuclear scientists is inspiring a sense of national pride and self-esteem in the country. The leader told a gathering of nuclear officials and scientists that the achievements also set an example to the world of a nation's independence and ability to withstand pressure to end the scientific monopoly of the arrogant powers. Ayatollah Khamenei added, Iran has never sought nukes and will prove to the world that nuclear weapons are not a source of power. The leader also said part of anti-Iranian hue and cry is rooted in fears that Iran breaks the scientific monopoly of hegemonic powers. Ayatollah Khamenei further said anti-Iranian pressure, sanction, threats and assassinations are signs of enemy's weakness and will lead nowhere. The leader added sanctions began from the outset of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, while the nuclear issue goes back a few years ago. That shows powers are angry with Iran's independence and resistance to oppression, which other nations could copy. Iranian Defense Minister Brigadier General Ahmad Vahidi says the foreign media propaganda on Iran's warmongering policies is totally baseless. Vahidi told reporters that such comments have no basis, as Iran has long said it will powerfully protect its interests against any threats or hostile action. Vahidi added nothing has changed, as Iran has never entered a war, though it will strongly defend itself against any move by enemies. Meanwhile, the minister said Iran's Fajr satellite will be launched into space in the coming weeks. And about 80 top Iranian university students have been awarded in a ceremony with President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in attendance. Addressing the ceremony, Ahmadinejad said no achievement is now considered far-fetched for young Iranian scientists. Ahmadinejad said universities should train students who work for the well-being of the society and, by extension, of the world. The chief executive said Iran has advanced in all scientific spheres and Iranian scientists have attained everything other countries denied Iran. He added a case's point at the nuclear fuel plates, which Iran produced after powers refused to supply the country's related needs. Iran's health minister, Marzieh Vahid Dastjordi, has arrived in Cairo in the first visit by a senior Iranian official to Egypt since the ouster of Hosni Mubarak. The Iranian health minister is scheduled to attend a meeting of the World Health Organization regional office for Eastern Mediterranean. Soon after her arrival, Vahidi Dastjordi took up issues of mutual interest at a meeting with WHO Regional Director for the Eastern Mediterranean, Dr. Ala Alwan. The two sides also signed a cooperation document. During her Cairo visit, the Iranian health minister will discuss joint health and medical projects as well as scientific exchange in meetings with participating delegates to the conference. Iran's energy minister, Majid Namjoo, says enough investments have been made to supply electricity for domestic consumption and export to the neighboring states. The energy chief said hydropower projects, which worth over $60 billion in addition to other plans for electricity generation, which worth $50 billion, are underway across the country. He went on to say the Ministry of Energy has supplied financial resources for addition of 5,000 megawatts of power into the national grid every year. He added 10 power plants are under construction in Iran. Now looking elsewhere around the world,